goodbyes.
Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW Tim's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Rubbing herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, when you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
And welcome to the patio, everybody. It's Wednesday. Today is a weird holiday. It's National Mosquito Day. Lord knows we got mosquitoes. It's Bacon Lovers Day. We love some bacon. It's National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. I don't know about chocolate pecan pie, but I love pecan
pie. Why would you not know about it? That sounds delicious.
Pecan pie is better. I'm going to tell y'all the secret of Scientology. We're going to talk about clothes that don't fit right. Big T has found some clothes that do fit right, but we're going to talk about the ones that don't fit big man's, right? And the things people do for followers. Jamie, what would you do for a follower?
It's like Klondike bar thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do?
For followers, I would have Gary do car washes in Speedos.
I can do that for free. Followers? I don't need a follower for that.
I don't know.
Do I get tips?
We get unfollowers.
Y'all are really confusing me. Donnie, save us.
Man, I had something to say, but he totally threw me out. There was some strong
Speedos.
You got
excited about Gary and a Speedo?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
His ratchet strap, Speedos by ratchet strap.
If you could get a sponsor.
I'm at a loss for words.
Gary, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. Can I attach sponges to my buns, you know?
And sponges to my buns?
Uh-huh.
We can grab you by the feet. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then I can twerk on the car.
Yeah, you can twerk on your windshield.
Twerk on the windshield to get it clean.
No, he could just twerk on the side door, the door.
Why do I?
Like the right side panel, you know? Just get it good, you know? And then on the rims, I can go in a circular pattern.
That's what he acts like he's doing. That's the distraction. He's really stealing something off your car to sell on eBay.
He's stealing your Cadillac converter while
you know he's a part puller.
Bourbon Nerd, save us. We're already in the
he
weeds.
He got a sawzall in his hand. Your converter off. Welcome, everybody.
Catalytic converter.
He feels on the gyrating. That's not me. That's the sawzall.
Okay, Scientology. Scientology. I got the secret to Scientology.
Hold on a minute. That's Tom Cruise's.
And Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I had it a minute ago.
Pulp Fiction, Scientology?
No. What's Pulp Fiction. What's so different from Pulp Fiction?
Samuel L. Jackson?
No. Travolta. John Travolta.
Oh, that's right.
Look, we are 5 minutes
Samuel
in.
Samuel Jackson's draft was like a Southern Baptist.
Yes, he would definitely be. Yes, there's no doubt. A man who claims to escape Scientology after 30 years has explained its confidential origin. So I guess this dude rose through the ranks. There's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet these days. Duh. Look, if you joined us Monday night, you know we were attacked by bots. We may be the first people to ever be excited to be attacked by bots because it meant that people cared enough.
They did.
But we had some warriors that went to war.
Warriors.
They went to war.
We had ultimate warriors.
Ultimate warriors.
Yeah. The world's most famous. What?
What?
Yes. He said yes.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, get him. Okay.
My important news.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Because I thought maybe we were attacked and we weren't even lying. We were attacked. So for you guys that don't know, we do have some more.
Who knows the gist of the origin of Scientology?
This man.
This guy that started it, you know?
Well, they just basically worship the idea of science. I mean, it's not really worshiping anything, right?
No.
The cultist group believes in a mythological feature known as Zemu, who brought billions of humans to Earth 75 million years ago before stacking them in volcanoes and killing them with hydrogen.
Hold on.
It's all true. This is exactly
what
I'm
saying. Hold on a second. So you're telling me. This isn't about just worshiping the scientific process.
Oh, Lord, no.
No.
I'll let you make your own mind up. He said, anyway, a bloke on TikTok who's managed to escape religion after about almost 30 years as a member has now revealed its exact origin.
I had this all wrong, guys.
They believe, if I'm not mistaken, they were prisoners' souls, alien souls.
No, you're wrong.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
All right, this dude just
released this today.
Okay.
A mentally ill fantasy Western sci-fi writer was having some mental health problems.
Mm-hmm. He was
traditional mental health therapy wasn't working for him. He created a mental health therapy procedure called Dianetics and said his will, this will fix all of us. And it didn't. It didn't fix him. So he kept coming up with new things, which he hoped would fix what was wrong with him and everyone else in his world. That is Scientology.
So you're telling me had a mentally ill person that kept coming up with ideas to other people believed it.
Yeah. The final thing he settled on, which was like the explanation for everything, was that wrong with everyone, that we all have tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of sick, half-dead, disoriented alien beings stuck to our bodies.
Don't I tell you it would be epic, though, if we
really had all them aliens stuck to our bodies?
That'd be cool, too.
So what is more... I don't want to get down this road. Never mind.
We're going down the road because I got some more stuff.
All right, so what's harder to believe, that or John Smith? Is it John Smith that had a...
You're
that
not was a Mormon. Mormon.
So he found these gold plates.
Yes, that nobody else had.
He was the only
had.
One that can read them. Magic glasses. Yo, yeah.
You got to have magic underwear,
had magic
too.
Glasses to read them. Then when they wanted proof, he lost the plates. But then they came to him and told him in a dream that...
Because he had them, so they come back in a dream, you know?
Yeah. It's like, no, I found this, but you can't see it. You can't see it at all. Well, I can see it.
You know there what, is... Go ahead, Donnie.
You know what the Memphis version of that would be?
Hey, mine.
It'd be like Prince Mongo finding a gold grill, and then it getting taken it from him. It'd be the same
If you
process.
Don't know Prince Mongo, look him up on Google.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize he lost them in the Mormon religion.
I didn't know that's what Jamie told us.
He melted them down and sold them.
What is the Netflix show American, the Western Out West? Did y'all watch it?
What's that? Say it again.
No. The Netflix.
Oh, I saw it.
Wagon.
No.
Hell on Wheels.
No.
Oh, that one was amazing.
It was good, yeah. But it was very gory.
God, American Horror Story.
No, that was pretty gory too. Yeah.
I told you about it.
What's it called? American
Soliloquy or something
like Civilization?
Definitely not Soliloquy.
I thought it was American Horror Story.
No,
horror.
It was good. I really liked it a lot. American Primeval.
Primeval.
And it really showed.
I would have told y'all about it. Yeah. I watched it first.
That show was. Awesome.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, I watched it all in one night.
That show was.
Yes, you did.
I was up to like 4 a.m. watching the
God,
show.
God, it was
night.
So good.
Was Marty hadn't watched
the ending.
Marty, it's better than Stripes.
It was good.
Man, I ain't heard nothing y'all said since y'all said something about magic underwear. Y'all been talking for.
Scientists are awful baffled as mysterious interstellar object. We talked to this about 2 weeks ago. But there's an interstellar object hurtling toward us that should not be hurtling.
The aliens.
It's hurtling.
What is it jumping
a Harvard
around?
A scientist believes it could be aliens that have come back to destroy humanity.
It's
October of 2026, by the way, so we've got a year and a half. Oh. We need a bunch of followers before then.
So why do they assume that it's coming back to destroy humanity?
Well, they say that there's no reason based on physics why it should be on this trajectory. And it's traveling 60,000 miles an hour.
If you're going to pull up from that far.
Or a minute.
What is more likely to be an ancient alien, an octopus or a duckbill platypus?
Octopus.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Octopus.
And then
a duckbill platypus has blue blood. A mammal lays eggs. It's venomous.
You know what else has blue blood?
Yeah,
the horseshoe crab.
It does. It's venomous. It doesn't have a stomach. It doesn't have teeth, so when it eats food, it puts rocks in the mouth and chews the food up.
But octopus can like change its shape.
Hey, hold on, I'm
gonna
blow your mind.
Has brains.
They both have puss in their name.
Hey man, duckbill platypus.
Oh, you got
a duckbill platypus disabled, bro. He ain't an alien. He's disabled. He ain't got no teeth. He puts rocks in his mouth. He got problems.
I'm telling y'all now, October 2026, we better have our crap together.
He's probably follows Scientology.
Jamie, you got enough money to build us an underground bunker, don't you?
I don't have enough money to build us an underground tin can.
Wes does, though. Wes can build us a bunker.
Bear corn can.
Gary, you can have equipment we can use to build a bunker.
I got a bunch of equipment. I'll find some stuff at.
It's all hand-me-down.
We're fighting these aliens.
With what?
Gary's going to be like the alcoholic that flies a plane into the...
like Independence Day, you know? Yeah.
We're going to get him liquored up and send him in the plane.
I could be, what is his name, Randy...
Randy Quaid.
You look Randy Quaid. You look Randy Quaidish.
Do I get to say the shitter's full, too, as I go in?
No, the only difference will be...
Gary's cool line at the end of the movie would be, shitter's full.
You know what would be awesome?
Marty
is secretly building a Stripes-esque RV in his house to survive the alien apocalypse.
Gary on the way up to the mothership, he's like, get yourself something nice, Clark.
Get yourself something nice. That was a good one.
They never expected.
Marty, are you building a craft that will survive the alien apocalypse?
I'm working on it, but now I done built it too tall. I don't know if it'll go out of the shop.
That sounds about right.
We gotta let the air out of the tire.
Movie's ending. You're the hero. What is your catchphrase?
Let's make sure I understand correctly. So we've had a movie where we're the only survivor. We've been victorious over the alien race.
You're Randy Quaid at the end of Independence.
Yeah, he didn't survive.
Like Arnold, when he says, "I'll be back." You know, something like that.
Yeah. What's your catchphrase? Okay. Yeah.
You could say, "I want to be allocated."
Hold my beer and watch this shit.
Okay, it's fair enough.
I can get you saying that.
You probably heard me say that. What are you talking about?
It's happened a couple times.
Yes. A couple times. Yeah. I guess we don't have one.
I don't know.
I guess none of us have one. Here he goes. So think about it.
I got one, but I can't really say it.
Y'all know how they were. You know how they were sitting in the spaceship in the inside of the big spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just pictured that as I pictured the spaceship landing, us pulling in there in like a Ford Pinto. Mm. It's all of us in the Pinto. That's what I
see. For some reason, I envision like Star Wars.
You think so?
And there's all these like lasers.
Where are we going to get a Pinto?
Ewoks.
Wes looks like a Chewbacka.
And an Ewok. He looks something like an Ewok. Pull his pants down. Gary would be a Chewbacka.
Yes, you're right.
I like that Marty's only problem with my scenario was where are we going to find a Ford Pinto?
A bunch of cans of beans.
And we can't fit
the beans. No, we definitely can't fit the
Pinto beans. We would have to sit on top of a Ford Pinto.
Look, there's six of us here. We'd have to leave four people out.
Hey, I know Wes is off camera. What did Mom have? A Tempo or a Pinto?
Tempo.
Yeah,
Tempo.
That's a big difference.
I don't know if you remember this. It went through the West Memphis flood.
Yeah, I remember. Right. Yeah.
It floated.
Well, it was up that the water was up the windows.
Oxygen. It had air intake.
It was an amphibian vehicle.
Water was up the way. And I will tell you right now, Ford Tempo, oddly enough,
it is the cockroach of vehicles.
Handle was shaped where it would fit just perfectly in the back pocket of a young child.
Well, look.
I was laying sideways in her car. In my pocket, the handle got hung in my pocket somehow, so I leaned forward, the door came open. We're doing like 50 down 64 right in front of Riceland Foods.
I know where that's at. A Ford Tempo is definitely the cockroach of American.
Does that compare to the Chevy Chevette?
The Chevette, the Tempo,
Pinto.
The Gremlin.
The AMC. Blue Pinto. Yep. Gremlin.
What about the Love?
The love.
Love machine.
Love machine.
Love machine.
Love machine.
Safety blue, baby. Mm.
Safety blue.
Look, y'all know I'm kind of hard to fit. I'm like big man. I got big clothes, but
so that's a good looking shirt you got on, though.
I know. That's and this nice shirt. Look, I ordered this off Amazon.
Is it soft?
It is.
Feel it. I like
that. This is called Strong Size, right off Amazon. I love it.
Strong Size?
Strong Size. I had it printed here locally, but Strong Size. What shirt you got?
I pronounce it different, but Burlebo?
Burlebo.
Burlebo. Burlebo. So, Burlebo has some really awesome stuff.
Yeah, but I looked up Burlebo Day. Can we talk about last night? Was at that
so
fish
Wes fire. Wants some Burlebo. He took a picture of my shirt.
Yeah, but it only goes to 2X. Wes, you don't wear 2X.
No, I prefer 4X.
Okay, Burlebo does not have 4X.
No, so you got to go with, you wear my size shirt.
Yes.
But what size pants you wear?
They do have shorts. They do have shorts.
Hold up.
You wear a 4X top, a 4X top, and a 1X
long. You can't have a 3X difference amongst your body.
3X difference. Look, that's a geographical oddity, Gary. This dude has a 3X difference from shoulders.
This ain't like an upside down bourbon bottle.
This ain't a casino.
Hey, that's why the aliens.
Like the robot from the Jetsons.
Oh, Rose?
Hold up. Marty. Yeah. Marty. He could hand me down shirt for me and shorts for me.
You can wear my shorts and your shirt.
Hey, this man.
You wear a 1X bottom?
1X.
What's your pant size?
38.
38.
Who wears a 38? Or lower?
Marty, Gary, what's that?
Look, to put this all in perspective, I wear a 36. You're so, bro, you built like an hors d'oeuvre. you built like one of them blue things you use to suck boogers out of your kids. Like taking
a booger sucker.
It's like taking Terry and putting him in your pants.
Yeah. Wes is built like a tornado.
His new nickname is F5.
This is Gru in real life.
He wears an extra small sock.
Hey, y'all. He got an extra small sock.
He wears a kid's shoe.
That may be the funniest thing.
We're laughing.
That's the funniest thing Marty ever said. Look. Wes is Gru in real life. Gru from
Diamond Dallas West.
This man built like a Nutty Buddy. Yeah, he built like Jamie on a pogo stick.
Yeah. If Gru from Despicable Me was a real human, it'd be Wes.
He built like martini glass and an olive and toothpick.
I'm going to start calling him funnel cakes.
He can balance on a beer bottle right now.
So he's
even off camera.
You're a 4X top.
3X difference.
1X bottom.
No, but his shoes are extra small.
He's a mathematical anomaly.
Because, you know, yeah, you're right. Because
the math ain't mathing with this.
I can't catch my breath.
What size shoe you wear? Three?
Three.
Kids. 11. He built like an hourglass.
His
shoe's 11, though. When he gets to his feet, he grows big out.
He should have been on the unicycle. He got a hell of a balance.
If you had been on the pogo stick, y'all would have probably been in circus right now. You'd be famous.
Damn you, Dan.
That's tough right there.
Oh,
poor guy.
I'm trying to think.
Tiki torch looking up.
So when you put pants on, you were literally fighting gravity.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I had to fight gravity every day.
Look, this ain't no joke. This man's got suspenders on under his T-shirt. Right.
Hold up, though. He's got, what did you say, 38-inch waist?
Yes.
And he's got 12-inch feet. 12-inch feet. Right at the ankles. Ankles go 12 feet. No. So he's wearing, like, Lululemon. Pulled up because they stretch up here and then they tighten down there.
What they got in pants and women wear?
Lululemon bottoms, big and tall tops.
Hold on, what size romper would he wear if he had to wear a romper?
He had to get that out.
I know. They look like parachute pants.
Pajamas for me.
I bet.
She bought him a size blow pop.
She would have to get. She'd have to get big and tall tops and then.
Yes.
He's going Husky 16 in the kitty aisle.
Husky 16 and a 4X top.
We're gonna start a clothesline called Big and Small for Wes.
Big and Small. It comes with baby oil.
You gotta have both.
Lord, I'm hurting over here. Big and small. Instead of big and top. Look, hey, do you know what? There's a lot of people who fit that category, though. There's a lot of people fit that category. Big and small.
No, his new nickname is Biggie Smalls.
Big and small. Big and small.
Big and small. No, he has to change. It's no longer Brother Forbes. Big and small Fortenberry.
Big and small Fortenberry.
You remember how Stretch Armstrong had that great big body and little big legs? That's pretty much what.
Big and small.
Oh, he's from The Incredibles. Remember Incredibles? Yeah. They had big upper body.
Mr. Incredible was like that.
Yeah. My brother's Mr. Incredible.
Man, built like a hot air balloon. Big balloon, little basket.
Nope. He is from now on out. He's big and small Fortenberry.
Big and small Fortenberry.
I can't even think of nothing else.
Yeah, we
love you, Wes.
It's hot in here.
We love you, Wes.
Look, we'll hide under his feet when that interstellar.
Wes, make a tornado.
Tasmanian devil.
You need to make him a picture.
This man looking like a cheap charcoal grill. He built with the little legs, big top. There you go, man. Y'all got me sweating, dude.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Good time.
Boy, you ain't lying. This right here. Here he is. Tasmanian devil. Well, let's go.
That's Wes right there, boy.
That is. No, this one right here is it. That's it. That is Wes.
That's Wes.
Tasmanian devil tough, though.
Right there. That's him.
Oh, poor. Poor Wes.
And he's not even on with us. He's sitting in the background. But
so he's there to a backdoor man, right?
Apparently not. He ain't got no back door.
Hey, he gonna try to edit this out.
There he is right there. This is Wes.
That's Wes's new symbol. It's right 4X there.
From shoulder to shoulder and like minus 3X right here.
Toddler. Oh, he's 4X to T2.
What's that in women's sizes?
You got feet?
Whew, man, I don't know if we can cover from that.
Oh,
it's National Mosquito Day.
I mean, mosquito on West. There's a
mosquito on your Peter. Whack it off.
All right, we're gonna move on. It's also Bacon Lovers Day.
Woohoo!
We love.
I'm not
bacon.
A huge bacon fan.
What?
Oh.
What?
You're not American on everything.
You a sausage guy?
What?
I prefer sausage.
What?
I do too.
Links
if,
or patties?
If I had to pick bacon or sausage, I pick sausage.
No, I pick bacon all day.
Oh, like if I'm using bacon to wrap around something, I'd really have prosciutto.
No. You're just being like sexy.
Hey, do y'all like links or patties?
Saying prosciutto makes you sexy.
No, okay, so I will say this.
Patties.
Patties are phenomenal, yeah, okay.
I will say this. I will make
patty?
Or links.
No. Last time we cooked together, bacon. Y'all do stuffed jalapenos.
When we go to Waffle House, you do bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bacon's phenomenal. I go bacon all day.
Bacon's delicious.
I love bacon.
Bacon's fire.
Yeah, but I pick sausage over bacon every
Me
time.
Me too.
I'm with Jen.
I like both, but.
Marty don't want to hurt bacon feelings.
Sausage is more filling than bacon. I agree with that.
I like the sage. All right, Jacob, you prefer a lot of sage. I like sage in the bacon.
I do too.
Or sausage, rather.
Yeah, I don't.
And I like sage in my dressing.
I love
extra
dressing.
Sage, extra sage. Because that's how my mom made it. It'd be green when it come out to the oven.
That's
dry.
How my mom
dry and green.
Yeah. I don't want no liquid ass dressing either.
So I like my dressing a little moist.
My mom makes hers moist. My mother-in-law makes hers dry.
With a lot of
I like
green.
Both.
Look, if you pull dressing out and it looks like the Green Lantern, I'm happy because I know it's sage in that mud and it's dry as a mud.
If you get it out with a fork, I'm happy with it.
So I'll say this. So
good. So
you take, and me and Mike Cole stumbled on this one day just because we was drinking.
That's why
we were
stumbled there.
We were doing stuffed jalapenos.
But y'all didn't know about Wes's
No, we did not. So like, you know, everybody were taking stuffed jalapenos, wrapping bacon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're like, you know what? We got some prosciutto. Let's take it. So you take
Whoa, back up.
It's prosciutto.
Why do you got prosciutto? Who has prosciutto?
Why are you calling it prosciutto?
I don't know. We got a store.
Yeah, but why did you even buy it? Who buys prosciutto?
To eat
prosciutto.
Cheese and eat it.
When you wrap around, if you do a stuffed pepper and you wrap it around it, it like clings to it when it cooks.
So does bacon.
No.
Bacon got more fat in it. It's pork.
It's more better.
I'll try it.
I'll eat it. I know you ate it.
It may be cheaper in bacon. I don't know.
Me and Cole did like it was like turduckins. We took a Roma tomato, cored it out, stuffed a jalapeno in it, cored it out, stuffed cream cheese in it, then wrapped it in bruschetta.
Sounds like you and Michael were doing a lot of stuff.
That's what I was
saying. It sounds like y'all was having a
what
throuple.
What else y'all stuff?
You know, they was out on the road. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you get lonely.
Being on the road is kind of like being in prison.
We got drunk one night. It was at a buddy's house watching the Hogs at Auburn. And we took Captain Crunch.
No, that sounds good.
Took the bag, crushed it in the bag. And we took cheesecake, rolled it in cheesecake, and fried it.
That sounds way better than the other.
What Jamie's saying is when they out on the road, it's like being in prison.
Yeah. You got to come up with creative stuff.
Yeah, they like make prison pizza.
And he cooks out on the road.
Him and Mike Code ate it, they said bussin'.
Yeah. While you were crushing up that Captain Crunch, did it cup your hands like your roof of your mouth?
Dude,
I had Cap Crunch Sunday morning.
Oh, man.
It is my favorite cereal, but it's like eating glass.
It is.
It'll tear them gums up. You'll continue to eat it. You're bleeding. Like,
you
why is my milk red?
All we do is hear about Jamie cooking.
That's true.
He don't bring nothing cooked.
I have.
You know what the other thing in the story is? He said me and Mike Code, so that means Mike Code cooked.
Hey, look, he's been bragging about his steaks forever. I ain't never seen him cook no steak.
Now, what is it you make, Jamie? The
crab legs.
Some cornbread.
You ain't never cooked me no crab legs.
What's the cornbread?
Two fake cornbread. Two fake cornbread. Yeah. Fake
are you holding out on that ABT?
You going to make it this weekend?
No, but you know,
Jamie does get
I do stuff. I do stuff peppers though.
So Jamie does get EBT.
But I press this up.
No, bring them crab legs over. You get for the EBT.
Yeah, get us with that EBT.
Crab legs.
I will do some stuff. I tell you what, for Friday night for her. Actually, I do it for the wing game.
Where's that pursuit?
You ain't gonna make them stuffed tomatoes.
Wes, pass me that double. Man, that's good.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
Mm-hmm. You have
work. I'm about ready to eat something right now. I'm hungry.
Talking about food, man.
I'm hungry.
All this food got me hungry.
Me too.
Well, y'all ain't got but 25 minutes.
Yeah, we can't.
We don't talk about Wes being shaped like a tornado. And everything.
Hey, we can just have one.
So, you know what? Hey, Friday night I'll do some stuffed jalapenos.
That Friday sounds night. Good.
We tailgating Friday.
We tailgating.
Yeah, tailgating.
Are we not?
I got four bottles on the way here.
You didn't hear that.
We're tailgating Friday night. Okay.
I got to check, but pretty sure.
Are you going to join us?
I should be good.
Wes?
I'm here.
You ain't got to. You can join us.
It's already on my board.
Indiana woman 50 travels to D.C. to kidnap and assassinate Trump.
Yes, like same thing.
There you go.
You think it's a top petty one.
She's going to kidnap and
Indiana
assassinate.
Girl to Indiana.
A woman has been arrested after she traveled from New York to Washington, D.C. while making death threats against Trump. Nathalia Rose Jones, a 50-year-old woman from Indiana, that's your age, Marty, was arrested in Washington on Saturday after participating in a protest outside the White House, charged with two felonies related to her threats.
So, would you ever participate in a protest?
No, I got to go to
work. I ain't got no time for that.
It depends. I mean, if it was nearby and I didn't have to take off work.
I don't. I'm not coming out what you're in a protest. For.
Like, if it was in front of my house.
Are they protesting you?
Now they're protesting.
No, I'd like
protesting me.
I'd lock the door.
Jamie would join. Jamie
would
join.
He would, like, sneak out around the back and go, what y'all protesting? What y'all protesting?
I'm going to have a piss for you. Yeah. Rebel.
If you listen to our other lives, it's the girl from Domino's and all her friends out there protesting. Yeah. Jamie tries to invite the pizza man in.
Pizza,
that's weird.
Pizza person.
Pizza person.
I'm progressive.
Pizza person. Speaking of pizza, Wes kind of built like a slice pizza.
Like a pizza pizza?
Slice pizza.
Yeah, he built like
hold
like
it up by the big end. Yeah. Okay.
Jeez.
I can get that.
Yeah.
I love pizza.
I mean, pizza's got all your major food groups in it. You know, you got your bread. You got
your cheese group.
You got dairy. Your vegetables, your dairy. You got
what's your favorite pizza?
Protein.
Straight up pepperoni
I just like a
and jalapeno.
Meat lover. Every type of meat in there.
Meat lover.
Sausage. Sausage kick.
Pepperoni jalapenos.
All right, so.
Sausage and beef.
My favorite pizza is a margarita pizza.
Actually, I'm with
they're
you.
They're okay.
No, I love margarita pizza.
That's okay.
I mean, if it had a bunch of meat on it.
Like,
with fresh mozzarella.
With meat.
Yeah. Tomato. With meat, yeah.
A margarita
basil.
With meat.
Margarita with
that's
meat.
That's all it is. It
says basil.
That's a good pizza.
Yeah, but it has olive oil on the crust.
So, you know, it'd have cheese on it, but then it has fresh mozzarella like.
Yep. And olive oil and tomato and basil, and that's it.
If you can get it at a traditional pizza place, that's my favorite. Like
I'm gonna tell you though, there's a lot of places you can get a sandwich now that is fresh mozzarella, tomato, and balsamic vinaigrette.
Oh, that's good. That's fire.
It's really good.
Hey, I'll tell you now. Our local pizza place, first of all,
the Depot.
The Depot
gave us a huge shout out last Thursday.
Shout out to Depot. What did Depot do? I love Depot.
Really? So we need to go hit out to the Single Bingo. They stopped.
Live from the patio?
Yeah, they stopped for like 5 minutes, gave a 5-minute shout out. Yeah.
Really?
For what? Love
it. Why am I just out hearing of this?
I didn't hear about it either. We got to roll
You were
up.
There?
Yeah. I was there too.
We can go tomorrow.
We can go tomorrow.
We can go tomorrow. Yeah. We'll be out there tomorrow night.
Marty, it's been a long week, man.
They said, what prompted that? I don't remember.
I said something and Fallon turned and looked at me and she said, oh, and he's. With the podcast, what's it called? Life of the Patio. That's it.
And I'm hoping before tonight's over with, we will have all of our audio back on. I've been trying to get Wes to
do it. And so we've also been invited to do a live broadcast from Hometown Showdown.
For
MYSA. They're going to do a booth. They want us to sit down and do a live broadcast.
Yeah, heck yeah. That's big deal. Let's go.
Oh, that's big time.
I didn't even do it. Well, we didn't have it when I was president in my site.
Oh, okay. That'd be legit. Let's do it.
Yeah, BJ
that.
Hit me up.
Too legit.
So only if he announces us as the official podcast of the Hometown Showdown.
The official.
He should. Which, he will.
And MYSA. Will. The official podcast we'll of MYSA.
We're good because I'm off at day.
Yeah, we'll so it. I'll take, I think I'll take at least half a day.
What day is it?
I'll take I'll off be live that day too.
All afternoon.
Oh, I definitely am off that day because I'm coming back from the beach.
Broadcasting live.
You'll be back from beach today.
I'll take that too. We'll make it. We'll make it all day.
So I'll be out for all day. I got to look on the schedule and see. But so the Marion Westminster game is a big deal. It's a hometown showdown.
I want BJ to set up both coaches to talk to us.
Oh yeah, both. Coaches.
I bet he can. I bet he can.
Oh, I bet he can too.
I know he
can. I can probably get Lance Clark.
I know we can get Lance Clark.
Ooh, but I can probably get the other one.
No, I think that's a good gig.
So check us out. That will be September. No.
It's
the end of October.
October 10th. Yeah, no, it's not
the
end of October.
It's either the last week in, it's the last week in September.
Last week of September?
I don't know. I think it's October.
That's when we go to
maybe
the beach.
Maybe it is last week of September.
I won't be here.
Last week of September.
No, it's the 10th, 14th.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Right after D-Dub's birthday.
No, I'm in the wrong month. Hold on. It's 10th. I believe it's October 10th.
October 10th.
Friday, October 10th.
No, never mind. That ain't my birthday.
Yeah, that's way past your birthday, Don.
Past my birthday.
Friday, October the 10th, we will be live from the hometown showdown where the Marion Patriots take on the West Memphis Blue Devils.
Oh.
It'd be nice if we got call the game, too. That'd be pretty cool.
Now, you say that, but
we could from the stands.
Terry has called baseball games.
He has. Yeah, he has.
For Marion. And look, all we got to do is there. I can make it work. I promise you, I could.
It would definitely be colorful commentary.
Hey, we'll get up there. Oh, Wii sucks again.
Dude, that'd be good.
I called the wrong name, people. But
that's
okay.
That's all right, okay.
Marty, hit that button. Father Fort Berry.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us. And as I found out today, us Fort Berry brothers are all shapes. I'm circle. My brother's a triangle. Peace out.
Square.
He ain't square. He's a yield
sign.
DW. I think James is more of like a rhombus. But Wes, we love you, man. We love you. You're a good sport. Thank you.
Gary.
We do love our Westifer. He's a great guy.
Marty Marr.
Hey, thanks for watching, guys. Hit that thumbs up. I got way too tickled on this
Marty
show.
Got some
the only thing better than a Fortenberry is a groove.
A groove.
We got two Fortenberries.
We do.
Yo, hit that like button. Life and Patio, we out of here.